Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for listening. This is Jennifer Hellman, your host, and I'm very honored once again to have Terry Nanzar, celebrity astrologer and psychic, back on the show. Terry has her own show on BBS Radio, and it is called Terry Nanzar Talks Astrology. It is on Thursday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. She also has an amazing website that I want to make sure you all check out, and that is TerryNanzar.com. It has tons of information. You could spend probably months and months and years on there. Plus there's information about Terry, getting a personal reading with Terry. She's going to be taking calls in a little bit, but we've got a lot going on in August, and we have some really powerful astrology. So we're going to get right to it. Hello, Terry. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for having me on your show this evening.
Oh, it's always really a I always learn something from you, so it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Wonderful.
So August is just booming with lots of things going on.
You know, you always need a month full of chaotic planets with a lot of activity to evoke real changes in your life.
And August definitely seems to be it.
I think so. It's going to be the beginning, and then throughout the rest of the year into September, October, November. And, of course, everybody's worried about the economy and, you know, and all the predictions and the doom and gloom predictions that have been made. So it's going to be a fantastic month.
It really is. Now, it starts right off the bat from August 1st with a really powerful total solar eclipse in Leo.
It is the, and some people might not be familiar with the technical language, but the lunar eclipse is the new moon eclipse.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so when we talk about new moon, everybody who's familiar knows that that's when we begin things. It's a new cycle beginning that culminates with the full moon. August has two eclipses, and typically we have and we see eclipses two, three, sometimes four times a year. So that's not an anomaly. I know that people hear the word eclipse and they get frightened. They think of the animals in Africa going crazy, but really it happens on average at least twice a year.
So this one is, the one on the first is in Leo.
Yep.
And it is also hitting the south node of the moon. So
it's not.
It's not?
The south node of the moon is at 18 degrees. The new moon eclipse is at 9 degrees.
So there's too much difference for them really to have any effect?
That's too many degrees to be, to be a conjunction. But it's interesting that you bring it up because we do have, the sun in Leo. We do have this lineup of planets in Leo. And we have the south node in Leo. And as we remember, Saturn had transited Leo since in 2005, 2006, 2007. So this brings a karmic interesting karmic love, romance, ego, soulmate into the mix. Okay, so with the south node there, that's why many relationships have been on hold for 2 years, a year, and people can't get that particular person or someone out of their mind.
So are you saying that they are returning now? That things
I'm saying
are
it's not over. Or? I see that, you know, like the great Buddhist philosophy suggests, there has to be an annihilation of an ego. You know, like I always tell my clients, two roosters can't live together. Someone got to be the rooster. Someone got to be the chicken.
Yes.
But typically what happens is we have two roosters, and they'll just kill each other. So that has to be resolved, taken care of, that's why it begins with love, because Leo rules love, it rules arrogance, domination, it rules the past, it but it also rules our heart.
So what else can we expect with the eclipse? Is the eclipse then going to really... You said we have several planets in Leo right now, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So is it kind of like bring out your relationship issues and let's go through the checklist
and
make sure they're all...
That's part of it, okay? Just because we had Saturn in Leo and now we have the South Node in Leo, okay?
Okay.
In astrology, it's a continuum. It's not just any one aspect. You'll find that one planetary placement was going to lead to the past, it leads to the future, okay?
Right.
Here we had Saturn in Leo over the last 2.5 years. It's now in Virgo, okay? And we have the South Node in Leo. We have the North Node in Aquarius. We have what's going to be in Aquarius next year with the North Node in new directions, Jupiter. All right, there's this continuum. One flows into another. So once you can understand the, you know, that it's not just one aspect, that it's all flowing. This new moon eclipse, of course, you know, a new moon eclipse is not just on that particular day. Eclipses can have far-reaching effects, you know, up to 3 months in people's lives and in events and circumstances in general. Okay? So that's the way I look at it. I look at it as a continuum of events and circumstances.
Okay. So with this eclipse, basically, what should people be expecting?
Well, you know, everybody's different, right? We have 12 sun signs, and I have yet to see any one particular chart that looks like another. So, you know, on the greater scheme of things, when you're asking me what should people be expecting, well, we should be expecting that there's going to be, you know, fear and anxiety, of course, in the month of August, you know, just because, you know, the full moon eclipse comes so close to the North Node in retrograde Neptune. And so when we have economic problems, they're usually fueled by fear and anxiety and panic, correct?
Yes.
Not necessarily anything tangible, right?
Right.
So the Virgo planets, you know, the sign of Virgo, when we think of Virgo, we think of hypochondriacs, we think of hissy fits, we think of people who make mountains out of molehills, not just, you know, work, diet, health. Each planet, each sign has a good point and a bad point. The sign of Virgo in itself, where Mars is, can lead to, like, overreactions.
Okay.
Okay. Especially if people are not happy in their job, they feel insignificant, they're not getting paid enough, you understand?
Yes.
Then all of the planets in the month of August lead to panic, fear. And that's why I said on my blog, it's very important that we just keep looking ahead, sort of like if you're in a storm, you just ride it out. You don't join in with the panic. You know, I'm from Florida. I live in Florida. When we have a hurricane, we're not on the streets panicking. No. We button down the hatches. We bolt up our windows like they did in Texas. You know what I mean?
Right.
We ride it out, and then we clean up.
Now, the energy of the eclipse is 3 months after the eclipse.
It can be up to 3 months after the eclipse. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people are feeling the eclipse before the eclipse?
I definitely feel that people are feeling as if something in their lives has to come to a head.
Yeah.
Be it love or romance, be it a work relationship, be it that you have to have a new job or that you have to make more money. People are definitely feeling that things are going to culminate and come to a head in August. Something's got to change.
Right. Most definitely.
Yeah.
So some of the other aspects that are coming up, Mars is pretty active also in August.
Mars? Absolutely, because Mars is actually transiting in Virgo, and you know that Mars and Saturn have not been together in Virgo in 28 years.
Oh, wow.
And that was 1980. So if you think back, Jennifer, how old were you in 1980?
I was... God, you would ask me that. 18.
Okay, well, what happened to you in 1980? Did you get married? Did you have your first child? Did you graduate college? Did you graduate high school? There would be some significant event that happened to you in 1980.
I got engaged.
Hello, see?
Yeah.
You got engaged.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to return to your girlhood and that's going to happen again, all right?
All right.
But you see a cycle of happiness. You were happy. You were, right?
Right.
You were anticipating your life together, correct?
Yes.
And so it can tell us that, okay, well, maybe in Jennifer's life that she's going to have this, like, feeling of anticipation, you know, about something else in her life. We're not going to go back and repeat that because we can never go back and be 20 years old again, right?
Right.
But maybe there'll be, you know, something that will make you feel, maybe you planned the wedding of your child, who knows, you know, or a niece or something. So it will be something that will be just as full of anticipation, too, for you.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So Mars is actually going to be working, has some aspects with Uranus and Pluto coming up.
Mars is going to be opposing retrograde Uranus, and then it will be squaring retrograde Pluto. Now, it's important to remember that these planets are retrograde and they don't give the same effect as when they're direct. Sometimes they're just benign and they don't do anything, and other times they have the antithesis, meaning the opposite quality of when they're direct, okay?
Okay.
For example, Uranus in Pisces would be, you know, a mad dash for spirituality or spiritual knowledge or transcendental meditation and escaping reality or you know, a real rebellion just to break free of restrictions. So retrograde, Uranus is not going to have that same energy.
Is it going to be more like just go with the flow?
Well, we don't know. I mean, for some people, you know, they could feel, you know, in my opinion, I don't think that it's going to be as bad as if Mars were aspecting a direct planet, meaning which would be a much more volatile situation, a much more dangerous situation. But then again, Mars is in Virgo. Virgo is an earth sign.
Okay. So it's a slower moving.
It's slower moving, procrastinating, thinking through, analyzing, you know. It's not like it's in Mars or deadly
Aries or
Scorpio,
right?
Mars isn't in Aries, it's not in Scorpio, you know. So it definitely is a more grounded, like, I want to get ahead. You know, I want to work hard, I want to get ahead, I want to get these projects done. And Uranus is in Pisces is finishing, the 12th house is finishing things. So, you know, none of that, you know, all this doom and gloom, you know, I don't necessarily see it.
Yeah, I have to admit that I'm in the process of redoing my website and finishing
I redid my website, and I'll bet how many people out there are, like, finishing off projects at home that they started,
right.
You know? You know, because people are staying home more because of gasoline prices. And also, maybe perhaps Uranus and Neptune deals with gasoline prices, all right? So we're all, you know, moving and shifting into a much more down-to-earth time and cycle anyway.
Right.
You know? So, you know, I don't necessarily see the doom and gloom there. I just don't.
I don't see it really being necessary. Uranus is in the 12th house. It's also in Pisces.
Uranus is in Pisces. Pisces is the natural 12th house of the zodiac.
So what does that mean being, I mean, it's hitting Mars, and you say things are going to be slowing down, finishing a project.
Well, then Mars and Uranus, whenever they come in, no matter what sign they're in, it could mean people losing jobs. You know, there's been a lot of layoffs, okay? As the economy shifts and changes, other things become more important. Like, you know, they're not building the SUVs anymore. They're building economy cars. You know, other things become more important. A shift from maybe gasoline stations to solar energy or, you know, that would shift workers around to those areas.
Right.
You know, and the sign of Virgo does rule work, and so does the planet Mars. So it could be a shift. And, you know, people don't like change, and they get upset when change happens. But look, 10 years ago, there weren't as many computers on the market.
No, there wasn't.
That created a whole workforce, right? It changed our lives. So it could be that we're going to see the beginning of this, like, shift where things are changing. We can't rely on, we have to change. We have to get more down to earth, less, dependent on gasoline. And we have to slim down again. We have to drive smaller cars. We all have to do what we can.
Most definitely. And that's
those
not
outer
that thing
planets,
to do.
The outer planets, that's what they basically deal with. Uranus, Pluto, Neptune, they deal with the greater plan. You understand? The greater plan, not necessarily.
Right.
And how that greater plan influences, it trickles down to us. So, yeah, that's the kind of, but again, then again, it's going to be that kind of month where people will be anticipating the changes, they'll be seeing the changes, they may not know where to direct their energy into how to find those changes and where they should be, working, what they should be doing. So it could be a little nerve-wracking in that respect.
It's definitely going to keep you on your toes, that's for sure.
I study a lot of forms and always have studied a lot of different forms of astrology. I love it. Hindu astrology, Kabbalistic astrology. And from the Sefer Yetzirah, there is the Kabbalistic astrology, which
right.
says, you know what, at this particular time, you know, the Leo planets, like I said on my blog, the Leo planets, you can never look at the sun directly, correct?
Right.
When the only way to really look at the sun is when it's setting. In the west.
Right.
Okay? So that, you know, it means our past. This is a time right now as we come into these eclipses to put the past behind us and look forward into the future. The future is a place we never arrive at, but it's some place we are always moving towards. But there's a lot of people, they're stuck in their past.
Yes. So do you think this is a time where a lot of people's issues are going to be, like, right in their face so they can deal with it?
No, I don't think. I think that there will always be some people who don't let go of their issues and hang on to them. But what I say is, you know what, let go of it. You should be as unencumbered as possible during the month of August, okay? And just keep moving. Keep going forward. Just keep looking forward. Don't look at the past. Okay, when you're in a storm on an ocean, you're not looking at the past. You're in the moment. You're going. You're moving,
yes.
Right? You're trying to survive. And so just that's the people have to let go of the past, release the past, stop talking about the old problems, and we're moving straight forward into our new future. If that makes sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Does it? Okay, good.
Yes, it does. Now, I'm going to ask you about my chart because my north node is in Leo.
Uh-huh.
So with this eclipse...
What degree?
It's 0 degrees.
It's 0 degrees. Okay,
yes.
So you will have your nodal return, like, around June of 2009.
Which means what?
It's just a 12-year cycle.
Okay.
It's just like a 12-year cycle of maybe switching gears, turning around, getting realigned. You know, every time we get to these cycles, and it's just a time of reevaluation. Am I where I'm supposed to be? And if not, let me turn around and go the other direction.
Right. Now, is this eclipse going to kind of give me a clue on where I'm supposed to be going?
No. Why would it give you eclipse? It's at 9 degrees.
Right.
And your north node is at 0 degrees.
Right. So if it had been like 6 degrees.
Probably if there's going to be, I haven't looked yet, but if there's going to be an eclipse in the first 6 months of 2009, that's where you should be looking. Where you should be looking is Jupiter's going to go into Aquarius. That's going to be opposing. It's going to be on your north node and opposing your south node.
That's very true.
Which is a new learning cycle.
Most definitely.
Okay.
New expansion.
Yeah. So that's, you know, what you should be looking at instead of worrying about these eclipses, you know. So that your time may come next year.
Okay. Excellent. Right. Hey, I'm always open to everything. I just go with the flow. I find it all fascinating. So if you do want to call in and talk to Terry, the numbers are 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. If you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. If you got a question, please feel free to call in. There's also a lot of things that the full moon is going to be in Aquarius.
Yes.
So, and Neptune is around there as well.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now that's close. And we have a line up the south node. I mean, the north node is at, is at 18 degrees. Chiron is at 19 degrees. Neptune is at 23. And then the full moon will eclipse at 24. So
okay.
We got quite a lineup.
Yes.
Within, 6 degrees of Aquarius, which tells us the sign of Aquarius is concerned with destructurizing. Like Capricorn likes structure.
Right.
And Aquarius wants to remove the structures.
All right.
Okay. So, that's an interesting thing about Aquarius and Capricorn. So it's telling us to look, again, that's dreaming, that's looking forward. That's the new way of that things are going to be. But things have to fall apart before they can be replaced, right?
Of course. And we do have a caller, Terry. Hello,
okay.
Caller.
Hello, this is Jennifer. Hi, Jen.
Okay, we cannot hear the caller at all. Can you hear the caller, Terry?
No.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's your question for Terry?
Hi, Terry. I've really enjoyed the show so far. It's been very informative. I have a question about the coming eclipse because my natal Uranus is at 7 degrees of Leo, and this eclipse is very close to it.
Your Venus?
Uranus.
Uranus. Okay. Is close to the new moon eclipse?
It's close to the one August 1st.
Yeah, but that's a new moon eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing wrong with that new moon eclipse at all. So that could bring in some changes for you that maybe you want to do things that you have never done before.
Oh, good.
At this stage of your life, you might say, I've never traveled to Africa, and maybe that's something I want to do. So that's going to give you an excitement and a hunger to do things that you want to do, because you may feel like, if I don't do them now, when am I going to do them?
Mm, that's true.
Okay? So that's that kind of like, it's an energy, Uranus in the north node, and the new moon is going to, it's an excitement. It's a, I've got to do this,
Okay.
It's a cycle, it's definitely a cycle, but many people born in your same year are going to be experiencing that.
Yes, it's true.
It's a generational thing. Plan a cruise.
It's definitely something I'll consider.
Yes, absolutely. So it'll be a time when you have like a chance to just do what you've always wanted to do and really enjoy and be happy, because Leo does rule happiness and luck.
And luck.
What to avoid is the negative of the sign of Leo, which is arrogance over a big ego and dominance. Let go of that. Just be happy.
Mm-hmm. I just, actually, my mother's a Leo, and I just ended a relationship with a Leo, and that
uh-huh.
was very interesting. I think I'll pass on the next one.
Okay.
Further to that, I have another question. I have at the same time, I have Pluto trining Pluto, and Pluto conjuncting my natal Saturn. At the same time, it's trining my natal Pluto.
Okay.
And this all kind of culminates towards the...
But again, Pluto aspecting Pluto is a generational thing. Everybody born in your year
uh-huh.
is going to have that. Just like everybody born in the 60s has Uranus and Pluto in Virgo. These are rites of passage. Do you understand?
Absolutely, yeah.
They're rites of passage. They're not bringing in a personal experience. They're bringing in an experience associated with your age.
And I just turned 50, so that's probably appropriate. So, good.
So, you understand? But, it can be a stressful time because even the trines are stressful.
Mm-hmm.
but that the trines just say that you'll get through it and nothing bad will happen, no matter what you worry about.
Okay.
All right, darling, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right, bye, Jen.
Now, speaking of Pluto, Pluto is now back in Sagittarius. Pluto has retrograded back into Sagittarius, heading for that galactic center.
Yes.
And 29 degrees Sagittarius is called an anorectic degree, a fated degree, a karmic degree.
Which translates as?
A karmic degree. Well, anytime there are any planets at the 29 degree mark, and that goes for your natal chart or
right.
transiting, it means that that was a piece of leftover or unfinished business from either a private lifetime, a prior lifetime, collectively as a whole.
Right.
Okay. So 29 degrees, the fact that Pluto retrograded back on 29 degrees, it's a very important year. It's a make or break year. And there are those times when universe says to us, no, you're going to do it in this lifetime. It ain't waiting to the next lifetime.
Yeah.
And so that says that, okay?
Excellent. Now, is it going to go further back into 27? Is it going to go back to 27?
I think it goes to 27, yeah. I don't think it doesn't matter that it doesn't quite get to the galactic center. The energy is the same.
Oh, definitely. Now, what exactly is the galactic center?
The galactic center is the center of our Milky Way, okay? It's
mm-hmm.
the center of our universe.
And what degrees is it, though?
27 degrees Sagittarius.
It is 27? Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify
and
that.
And it's where all of the energy of our planet, the protons, the neutrons, all of the life force from our planet comes from. So on one level. On another level, it's where all the creative ideas flow. So, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who have planets at 29, 27, 28 degrees, whatever, and they're being called, okay, into a spiritual livelihood or a spiritual calling, and they never were before. So this is also a calling up of souls, a calling up of light workers, a calling up of people saying, okay, now's the time, come on.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm definitely noticing a lot of people are just saying, wait a minute, what is going on? And they're becoming more sensitive is what...
Exactly. They're becoming more sensitive and, so that's, calling in a lot of people that says, okay, now's the time for you to do what your purpose is here to do.
And they're not going to let you waste any more time anymore.
That's right. Is that, you have to do what you came here to do. And many people would have heard the message all the way starting back in November when Pluto was at those very same degrees too. Okay, now's the time. Drop what you're doing and here's what you have to do.
Most definitely. Now, all the planets have some influence on you. So do you feel, you definitely, I understand, really focus on the moon quite a bit. You think that has a lot of impact?
On our day-to-day activity.
On the day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how people like me, that's how we write daily horoscopes, is through the moon. Okay?
Okay.
So the moon definitely influences our day-to-day activities.
Excellent. So there are different types of astrology.
Yeah.
Basically, I get confused because there are so many. What is it just a different way of looking at the planet?
Different way of calculating, different way. Not necessarily a different way of looking at the planets, no. Saturn is called Saturn in Western astrology. It's called Shani in Hindu astrology.
Right.
And it's called Shabati in Kabbalistic astrology. So, but I find that each one of those adds a different dimension because I feel that sometimes, that so much of our knowledge here on this universe has been lost. It's not in all one place.
Oh, definitely.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's why me as an astrologer, I'm always looking for, you know, different, you know, meanings from different whatever sources, because I truly believe that so much of it has been lost. And, you know, like I just came back from Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, looking at, you know, the Mayan civilization, and they had a great astrology system. Gone.
Yes.
Where'd it go? You know, it's just, why aren't the Mexicans, you know...
why isn't humanity still paying attention?
Why aren't the
yeah.
why aren't the Mexicans astrologers, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, so much was lost, and that's why I feel that even for the listeners out there, if you're interested in astrology, go and you're not going to understand it all at once. I don't understand it all at once. Nobody's going to understand it, but be open to the different forms of astrology, not because you like them, not because you believe in them, there's nothing religious about it, but because we need to pick up all these scraps of information. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
I study a lot of different forms of astrology, and that's the reason I do it, is just to pick up all of these different, you know, forms of information that, you know, maybe at one time or another it was all in one place, but it's not anymore.
Right. And it definitely, for me, looking at astrology, I did get a different perspective on myself and people around me just looking at their charts, and I got to understand a lot about people.
And you know, even though I'm an astrologer, you know, I think and I want everyone to learn astrology, you know, and it'll help everybody, and there's, you know, everyone should learn a little bit, because it is a lifelong hobby.
It really is.
You can pick it up, you can put it down, you can pick it up, you can put it down. It's like riding a bike, you know, and it's not a religion. You don't have, it's not something you need to believe in, but it's an interesting hobby that you can help people with. I can't help all the people in the world, you know.
You can't
help all the people in the world, but if everybody who's interested and they learned a little bit, they could help. Well, this problem isn't going to last that long, because that transit will be over soon, or you shouldn't do that because you're under a bad aspect, you know. So it's like paying it forward, you know.
Right.
So everyone, I encourage everyone to learn. I want everybody to learn astrology, and I think it's a beautiful thing, and it can really help everyone.
Definitely, and you definitely, I do want to mention, have a wonderful site.
Thank you.
With a lot of information on the astrology and a lot of other things as well. And reading your blogs is entertainment and educational.
Yeah, you know, because I can't put everything on the website. It's just not enough room, okay? So I do have to, you know, some of it I do put on my blogs, you know, just to, you know, give people something more to think about. I want to challenge people. I want to create a question. Well, what's that? I live in a cube? Who said
that? Yeah, really.
I want to challenge people. I want everyone to start thinking more about things they never thought about before.
Now, is the best place to get to your blog on the...
On my website. You can get to my blog on my website. And, I put astrology articles on the blog, too, that can't always fit on the website. And I try to make it interesting, just challenge people to learn more, get people talking.
Yes, and it definitely does. I was looking through it, and I learned so much.
Did you?
I just went through just a few, and it's just like, wow, this is just amazing information. I mean,
thank you.
You have, one of the blogs is all about Capricorn, Pluto being in Capricorn, and
yeah.
And it's just amazing all the things that are going on.
And then another blog will just talk about this interrelationship between Uranus in Pisces and Neptune in Aquarius. So, yeah, it's, you know, it is just that extensive. Like I said, I could talk for days on just astrology. It's because it just never, it's just so much, you know, it's just so much to talk about. So, yeah, the blogs are very interesting. I love to write them. And I know that a lot of my fans who really want to, you know, learn astrology, that's, I really write them for them. So here's what I'm saying. I'm not just going to make a prediction. Here's what I'm saying. And then, you know what? Draw your own conclusions. Make your own predictions, you know?
Right.
Figure it out, you know? So if I'm going to make a prediction, I'm going to say, I'm making this prediction. I'm not just throwing it out there. Here's why. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Right. So what are some of your predictions for the next couple of years, speaking of such?
Oh, God. Well, you know, it's an interesting position to be in, to make predictions, you know, because I had predicted this whole thing about Hillary Clinton and the presidency and Barack Obama, and even like many of the Hindu astrologers, many astrologers had believed she was going to be the president. But you know what? It's not over yet. That's the important thing to remember. It's not over yet. Barack Obama has not made his vice presidential choice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What if he chooses her?
Right.
You know, things could turn around in such a way or happen in such a way that she could be president.
And I also thought it was interesting that she did it through a Mercury retrograde.
She did not. No, she did not.
She did?
She did not make her decision on Mercury retrograde. She held off Mercury retrograde, and that was when she went on the podium, and they couldn't figure out why she didn't make a decision.
Okay.
She made it after Mercury went direct, and then she still didn't say that she took her name all out of the ballot. Okay?
Yes.
So she waited until Mercury went direct. She does follow along on astrology, believe it or not.
Yes.
They all do. They all know that in the stars that there's been predicted that under these aspects, when Saturn aspects Uranus, which is coming up, a presidential candidate or a president has always been assassinated. That's why Barack Obama took on heavy CIA guards or Secret Service guards early in his nomination. He knew that, too. They sent him a idol from India to protect him.
Wow.
So
when exactly is that aspect?
At the end of the year.
At the end of the year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they know all these things. She knows astrology. She did not make a decision on Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
That's why she hemmed and hawed when she got on the podium. And even when she said, okay, you were going to support him, she said she still didn't pull her name off the ballot, that she could keep her name on the ballot until August.
Okay.
She reserved the right. So she knows that, you know, that all the, well, everyone is saying, well, there could still just be a twist of fate because of the planets in the month of August could still produce a twist of fate.
Yes.
But some of my predictions, to get back to that,
yes,
alternate forms of energy, of course the financial markets are going to go through a correction, much like we had in the 80s. All right, and the big prediction that I love is that light is going to be harnessed for energy, meaning the sun, light coming from the sun, much in the same way lasers are harnessed for energy,
right.
And the light will be harnessed to produce electricity.
Not on
the scale that we, like, not on the solar panel scale, you know, but on some other scale.
Right.
So, you know, those are the type of things, you know, that I have predicted. You know, other than that, you know, I think they're all on my website.
Definitely.
What I predict.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at your blog now, and it's just like the list just keeps going and going of all the wonderful information you have. And right now I do think that it just pays to read some blogs. And you definitely have some wonderful information.
Thank you. It's a
very healthy way of getting different points of view, and you definitely have some very good information for people to check out. So I do highly recommend people go check that out and your website for other information.
Thank you. Well, it's interesting, you know, so many of my clients have been with me for so many years you know, they're all learning astrology. But you know, when you're getting somewhere when your daughter brings her chart to you and says, well, Mom, what do I have at 29 degrees? I had to start laughing because then you really know that you're making an impact when, you know, when the young people are, and all her friends are asking for their chart so they can follow along and see what they have at 9 degrees Leo with the new moon eclipse. So that's when you know you're making a difference. It's not me telling people a daily horoscope or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's saying, look at the chart. Look at everything you have at 9 degrees for that new moon eclipse coming up. Just look, whether it is a planet or a house cusp, what is there? Circle the number 9s you got on the chart, you know? For the full moon eclipse, circle the number 24s you got on your chart. And that's the way you start.
Yes, most definitely.
Most people are afraid of numbers. Most people are afraid of aspects or angles, okay?
Right.
Because then, oh, no, that's too mathematical for them. But if you just say, just look for these numbers, then they say, oh, well, yeah, you know, I do have, you know, something at 9 degrees. Then they're going to, if that's what piques their interest.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to remind people that if you want to call in and if you've got a question, please feel free to. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're talking to Terry Nanzon on the eclipse and many other aspects that are coming up in August, which is going to be one that is just going to push us to a much better place. Though when we're in the middle of it, it might not feel like it.
That's true. And that's why, you know, we have to go into, you know, other forms of astrology, like the Kabbalistic astrology, you know, as to, all right, well, how do we, you know, and of course the Hindu astrology, as they tell us more or less how to get through the more difficult transits. What should we do when we're going through difficult transits? In the Kabbalistic astrology, it tells us to keep looking ahead. You know, use your past. Your past is always going to be there, but looking ahead to the future. That's where we should be positioning ourselves, never turned around looking at the past. And how many sad people and bitter people are always looking at the past?
Oh, yeah.
How many times, as you as a psychic or an empath, do you get a question? And it's always just about the past.
Yes.
You know, and so I think that this makes people more aware of, all right, the past is the past, let go, look to the future.
Right.
Because that's where you're going to make a new future for yourself.
I always
want change. Everybody wants change. Everybody wants to get out of their rut. Look ahead, look to the future, let go of the past.
Definitely. Take the lessons and leave the rest. Just so you don't have to.
Exactly. You can never going to get rid of your past. We've all had bad things happen to us.
Yeah.
We've all had our hearts broken. We've all had money robbed from us. We've all, you know, come on. It's happened to everybody, you know, and we need to just, you know, okay, it happened. It was part of it. Put it in perspective and keep going forward.
Definitely. And we have a caller, Terry. Hello, caller.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Hi.
I'm just really impressed with your program tonight. I just really learned a lot from you.
Thank you.
And I find it very impressive, and it's going to really make me pay attention in August.
Good.
I got my chart, and I saw that my Uranus is 13 degrees of Cancer. 13 degrees of Cancer.
Okay.
And my Pluto is 19 degrees of Leo.
Oh.
And I thought that was kind of interesting. And Saturn is 8 degrees of Libra.
Okay.
And Neptune is 18 degrees of Libra.
Okay, so the 8-degree Libra sun, did you say?
8 degrees of Libra.
Okay, so
Saturn.
You know the new moon eclipse on August 1st is at 9 degrees. Okay, and
okay.
When we look on the zodiac wheel, we see that Leo and Libra are one over from each other. All right, because and that forms a sextile. Sextiles give opportunities. Okay, So that you could have an, some new opportunities coming in, first of all, with the new moon eclipse, and then you said your Pluto was at 19 degrees Leo?
Right.
And so, of course, you have had the south node on your Pluto, which many people born in your year will have. It's more like a reflective time, which is interesting because you had Pluto, the south node on your Pluto, which is a reflective time and more or less a time when you want to regenerate your life or regroup your life. And then you have this new moon eclipse sextiling your sun, giving you a new opportunity. So it tells me that you're coming out of a period when you maybe weren't feeling so great, right?
When I wasn't feeling so
great? You haven't been feeling so great. You've been trying look for that hope, look for that aspiration, look for that change, look for that joie de vivre inside of you, correct?
Correct. I have been not very happy at my job.
Yeah, see?
And I'm not doing what I really want to do that way.
So that this new moon eclipse says to us that within 3 months, you may have another opportunity that will be much more peaceful because of your Libra sun, and much more nicer, let's say.
Well, that's a nice thing to know.
Absolutely.
Will I be staying in the same career, though, or would that be a career switch possibly?
It's not a career switch. What it could be is like a small promotion.
Well,
a step up a little bit.
Well, what if I was going to a place where I used to work for somebody that really does take care of their employees?
That would be definitely, it's a step up.
Yeah, it would be a step up.
And a peaceful step up into a more conducive, nicer environment.
Definitely nicer environment.
That's
where I'm at now.
There's
a lot of fear going on at the economy and putting a lot of fear into employees about it. And
It's
just very unhealthy, you know. But I just wanted to see because I've been feeling everything you said, you know, about something's got to change here. I got to start making more money.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, kind of praying to my guides and angels about this to guide me to the right place that'll help me so I don't have to have two jobs, but a better job with, you know, more money. So,
absolutely. So just remember in August to just keep that thought in front of you all the time.
Yeah, I've already applied for another job, but I haven't gotten any calls
yet. I think within 3 months it should be there.
Mm-hmm. I could be there, huh?
Yep, mm-hmm.
Well, that would be nice. It's going to be a little bit further to travel to work. That's the only thing, but
no, I wouldn't think about the negatives. I would just focus on the positives, darling.
All right. Well, gosh.
Thank you.
And your blog, on your blog, do you show, like, if you're at a Pluto 19 degrees, you give examples or anything like that on your blog?
You know what? The blog is basically really, I would say, intense astrology. Right, Jennifer?
Yes, I would.
It's just intense astrology.
Lessons.
And
learning.
It's lessons.
And
it's scholarly. It's me at my analytical or anal retentive best.
It is. They're excellent, but they do get pretty intense.
I pick it apart. It's not personal astrology. But if you know your chart and you have your chart, it's good stuff. And you know, because part of what I love to do and have loved to do for so long, you know, is teach astrology. I really love to teach astrology.
Yeah, you're so interesting. I could talk to you for hours.
Thank you.
Your love life? Would there be changes in your love life? What planet would show that?
I think Venus.
Okay, my Venus is 4 degrees of Cancer.
Well, there's nothing happening in 4 degrees Cancer yet, except in the future.
Yeah, well, I got to get this other thing.
Yeah, I would say focus on the other stuff first. 2009, 2010, that's when your love life should take off.
Oh, cool.
All right, darling.
Just a little while longer, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Thank you very much for calling. It was really a pleasure to have you on the show. The blog is a lesson. it really, you really learn a lot about astrology reading the blogs.
Well, you know, astrology isn't just about daily predictions, which I think a lot of people think. You know, it's really a spiritual guide to where we should be, how we should be thinking, and what is really going on. So, you know, I love to write the horoscopes. People love it. It helps people because people are at all different levels, you know.
Definitely.
And that's what, you know, so the people who love the astrology, the beginners will love the horoscope. They get perturbed when I get really deep, you know. I've actually gotten emails from people saying, I didn't want an astrology lesson, I just want a horoscope.
So is that one reason why you went to the blogs?
You know, I do get deep in my weeklies and my monthlies.
And I love it personally. I think it's awesome.
You know, and I believe that only because I am so determined and I want so much for people to learn astrology. It wouldn't bother me at all if people got better than me. I would love it. You know? And, you know, and I love that. I think that in order for predictions to be taken to another level, I think there has to be more interest from physicists, from really talented people, and, you know, and I'm really determined, and I really feel that way. So I'm going to put everything I know out there, Jen, and I hope you put everything you know about spirituality there too.
That's why I'm redoing my website.
Good.
To get more information out there.
You'll be surprised how much you know when you start writing.
Well, I do surprise myself, and even things that I've written, I read back whatever, and I go, wow, that's pretty
cool.
But
we have to direct people to be more loving and to be more kind to each other, and to realize that, you know what, the lines between good and bad are not so clear anymore, you know.
No.
And I think we need to be more compassionate with one another. And, you know, and I feel that, you know, people are intrinsically good,
mm-hmm.
don't you? But people get involved in bad things, and they do bad things. Who hasn't? We've all made mistakes in our lives, you know what I mean? We've all had a little too much to drink. We've all partied a little bit too much. We've all done this. We've all done that. You know, the human experience is very limited.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want there to be so much that everybody's a bad person. I have a police officer who was a client of mine, and you know, he had a rowdy kid in his car, right? He had to arrest him. And he said, you know what, the police officer said to the boy, don't worry, it's probably just Mercury retrograde. And you know what he told me? He said, that broke the ice.
Yeah.
He said, that kid in the back seat calmed right down and said, dude, you're into that too? So it kind of like just, you know, it was a beautiful thing, and it just kind of like, you know, astrology is the universal language. The stars are right above us. How can we ignore them?
And they're really something worth looking at as well. I mean, there is so much wisdom and so much knowledge in the stars, in yourself and in humanity, by paying attention to astrology.
Right.
And just understanding that we're all here to have a human experience, and it's supposed to be fun and not to take it so seriously.
You know, part of it, but and the other thing too is we're all here to help each other.
Oh yeah.
To love each other, and you know, so like I said, I want everyone to study astrology. I want everybody to study Reiki. I want everybody to study
mm-hmm.
whatever they want to study. For myself, I'm not going to be a selfish astrologer and keep it all to myself, you know?
Of course not.
There are a lot of selfish astrologers out there who don't want to write everything they know because they either want to sell it in a book or they're intimidated by by anyone who might be competitive or a competition. I'm not.
No. And with that wonderful note, which I very much agree with, it is time to say goodnight to you
now,
and I thank you again for staying up late and being on air. Again, if I want to check out more, she does have a weekly show every Thursday night on BBS Radio on Station 1. And you can check her out. It's at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And also make sure you check her website, which is terrynanzon.com, for all the wonderful information and the link to the blog. This is Jennifer Hellman wishing you, with each breath of air, you gain new insights and inspiration. Many blessings and good night.
You there?
I'm still here.
All right.
Still
well,
on
I'm
going
to go to sleep, and thank you very, very much. It was
thank
a wonderful
you,
show,
Terry.
I thought, huh?
Thank you. Many blessings.
All right, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye.